What is up? It is a solo edition of Canucks Talk today here on Sportsnet 650. I'm Jamie Dodd. Drant's off for the next couple of days. He will be back on Monday, so I'm mostly solo today. I'll be by myself for the first hour. Randy Janda joins me from 1 to 2. So he'll stop by for that hour in studio here. Canucks Talk brought to you by Avenue Machinery and Douglas Lake Equipment. Be a champion on the worksite. Find them together online at DLEAMC.com. We are live from the Kintec studio. Kintec, Canada's favorite orthotics provider, powered by thousands of five-star Google reviews. Sore feet? What are you waiting for? 650, 650 is the Dunbar Lumber text line. Get those thoughts in now. It's a Canucks game day. I'll try to take as many texts throughout the course of the show as I can. Sean Shapiro will join us at 12:30. Has covered the Stars for a long time, so we'll talk to Sean about tonight's Canucks opponent. Before we do that, though, let's get right in to the whiteboard.
All right, now, fellas, hey, let's focus up, huh?
It is your daily deep dive into what's up with the Canucks for today, March 28th, starting with the headlines. And the headline, again, same as it was on Monday, which is that the Canucks have, well, in this case, another chance to clinch a playoff spot officially tonight at Rogers Arena. Now, one thing that's changed as, you know, teams drop points and all of that is the Canucks don't even have to win to do it tonight. They can back into the playoffs, so to speak. Although if you're clinching this early, you're not exactly backing in, but They don't need to do anything, technically, if certain results go their way on the out-of-town scoreboard. Here are the scenarios per the NHL for how the Canucks can clinch a playoff spot. So number one, the simplest, the most direct way, just beat the Stars. 2 points. Overtime, shootout, regulation, doesn't matter. 2 points tonight, and the Canucks will officially clinch that playoff spot that they are oh so close to officially locking down. That's the easiest one. Just win. Any fashion of win over the Dallas Stars tonight, and the Canucks are officially in. Number two, pick up 1 point. So overtime loss, shootout loss, and St. Louis drops a point to the Flames. So St. Louis loses in any fashion, but even in overtime would count. So they just have to drop a point, a single point to the Flames. That would help that would get the Canucks into the playoffs. And number three, even if the Canucks lose, if the Blues lose in regulation and the Wild drop at least a point to the Sharks, the Canucks would get in without picking up any points whatsoever to the Stars tonight. So there's your three tiers. If they win, they're in automatically. If they get 1 point, they need a little bit of help. If they're shut out, they get no points. They need a bunch of help. So the easiest thing here is don't rely on the Flames or the Sharks. Do not rely on help to clinch this playoff spot. Go out, take care of business against a really good team tonight on home ice, beat the Stars, and you'll give your fans and the team something to celebrate, which is clinching that playoff spot officially. First time since 2020, first time that they'll play home playoff games, true home playoff games, since all the way back on 2015. We talked about the significance of it on Monday. I don't need to rehash it here. We all know what's going to happen. We've known they're going to the playoffs for a long time now. It's still going to be a really exciting moment when they do eventually clinch, which of course they will at some point here. And, you know, no better way to do it than against a really, really good Western Conference opponent in the Dallas Stars tonight in front of your home fans. So here's hoping that they do get it done tonight. Now, to the game itself, we mentioned this on the show yesterday. First and second in the Western Conference, however you want to slice it, points, points percentage, these are the top two teams in the Western Conference. Also the first look at the Stars for the Canucks since way back in December, and this is just a really, really impressive top-to-bottom team. The Stars were already a good team. Now they call up Logan Stankoven, who's having a ton of success early in his NHL career. They trade for Chris Tanev, and it's hard to find the question marks, the flaws on this roster for the Dallas Stars. And I think one of the things I'm most interested to watch tonight, and the thing that the Stars are getting a lot of recognition for, is just how deep this team is, especially up front. 720 goal scorers already. Jamie Benn's at 17, so he's got a very realistic chance of getting to 20 as well. That would give them an 8. And Logan Stankoven, he's on like a 30-plus pace if he was playing an 82-game season. So he's essentially another 20-goal scorer at least on talent that they've added to the lineup. You add it all up, they're basically nine forwards deep with 20-plus goal, 50-plus point guys. That's really hard to do in the salary cap era, especially when you're paying Jamie Benn and Tyler Seguin what they're paying them. But, man, it makes the Sharks a fascinating team going into the Western Conference playoffs and a fascinating opponent for the Canucks tonight. And I do think, you know, this is first and second in the conference. So, look, they can't meet until the conference finals in the playoffs. But just because this isn't a potential, you know, first or second round playoff preview, I think this is still a great measuring stick game. Rick Tocchet has been very clear for a while now that he wants to see this Canucks team ramp up to playoff intensity right now. Don't wait until it's officially the playoffs. Try to get to that level right now. He's obviously not seeing it. We know he had some tough words for them yesterday. You know, when they've dropped games over the last stretch here, we've often heard that, hey, we're certain habits we don't like. We need to get up to that level of intensity. You hope that a really good team coming to town in the Dallas Stars will help the Canucks do that. Two big questions for me watching this one tonight. Number one is how does the Canucks offense look? That's been in the discourse in a big way since that LA game in particular, but really for a while now. And I know Rick Tocchet addressed it. We'll hear today speaking to the media. We'll hear from Rick Tocchet later on in the show. But the big question for me is, look, Dallas isn't, they're not as stingy. They don't play that type of conservative game as LA, but they're still a really good defensive team. This is the type of team you need to find a way to be able to generate legitimate scoring chances consistently against at 5-on-5 if you're going to have a long playoff run. It's not LA, but it's still a very, very good defensive team. Can the Canucks break them down? Can the Canucks do enough to really pile up those scoring chances in a way we haven't seen them do consistently enough this season? The other question I'm curious about is, how does Dallas approach this Canucks team? Or do teams start to adjust to the Canucks based in part on what we've seen the LA Kings do? The element there of the LA Kings kind of giving teams a template for how to frustrate the Canucks. How many teams go to a little bit of 1-3-1 or more of a trap or sit back a little bit against the Canucks, given how much it's frustrated the Canucks when they've played the LA Kings? So those are two things for me to watch tonight in this one. How do the Canucks perform offensively, and do the Stars adjust a little bit based on what we've seen the Kings do to the Canucks? And of course, the other thing is Logan Stankoven. Shout out to the kid from Kamloops making his BC debut in the NHL tonight against the Vancouver Canucks. And I know I've seen lots of reports there on Twitter. There's going to be a big Kamloops contingent coming down to watch Logan Stankoven in this one. So shout out to Logan Stankoven, and hey, shout out to former Canuck Chris Tanev making another return to Rogers Arena for the first time with the Dallas Stars. Those are your headlines for tonight. To the broadsheet, and the Elias Lindholm injury situation continues to be out there, linger, but not really develop much as a storyline or a talking point just because of an incredible lack of information. Of course, the two big injuries for the Canucks right now, Thatcher Demko and Elias Lindholm. Elliot Friedman, 32 Thoughts, Hockey Night Insider. He was on the Jeff Merrick Show on our station earlier today. He gave an update on both Thatcher Demko and Elias Lindholm. Here's Friedman.
Well, to me, Vancouver clearly has a plan that they're doing in goal with Demko. Like, I'm not worried about that at all. You have to be aware of, you know, paper moves and how that all works. They very clearly have a plan for Demko, and that plan is he returns either the end of next week or the middle of the week after. Like, he's coming. Like, the plan is for him to come back with a week and a half, 2 weeks to go in the season, that kind of thing. Get a couple of games in and then go. I think that's a big thing for the Canucks. So I don't worry about Demko at all in terms of recovering from this particular injury. I think if there's anything to worry about there, you're just wondering about Lindholm, because I think it's been hard to pin that one down. Now, I will say this. I've had a couple people ask me, like, do you think anyone's going to have a problem with Calgary's role in this? Was he damaged goods or anything like that? And I've looked into that, and I've been told no. I've been told that's not an issue. So we'll see where that goes. But to me, that's the only thing right now, is just what is Lindholm's health?
That's Elliot Friedman from the Jeff Merrick Show earlier today, and a few important pieces of information in there. One, no change to the plan for Thatcher Demko. It doesn't sound like the timeline has altered there whatsoever. As Friedman said, you know, 2 weeks to a week and a half before the end of the regular season, get him back in, get him some games, and then full speed ahead into the playoffs. Regular season ends on April 18th. You go a week and a half, 10 days before that, it's April 8th. They play at home to the Vegas Golden Knights. Technically, he'd be able to return on April 6th on the road against LA. But if you had to make me bet right now, I'd pick that April 8th game Monday at home to the Vegas Golden Knights as a potential return spot for Thatcher Demko, based on what Elliot Friedman is saying right there. And then you've got that game plus four more on the schedule with some extra days off in there even. So you've got a lot of options there. You can get Demko three games at least for sure in that stretch, get him back up to speed going into the playoffs. So that's good news. You know, we've had a lot of people text in, hey, what's going on with Lindholm here? What, like, did Calgary sell us a lemon? What's going on? And it sounds like, from what we've heard from Elliot Friedman right there, Rick Dhaliwal yesterday, there are no concerns from the Canucks' point of view that this was a damaged goods situation or that this is something that's going to have to be taken up with the league in regards to Elias Lindholm coming already injured from the Flames to the Canucks. So, seems like it's something that either the Canucks were aware of that was a lingering thing or that he's picked up since he came to Vancouver. We'll talk about the lineup in just a second, but of course Lindholm is going to miss a second straight game here. And, you know, the drumbeat continues to be day-to-day, but as you also heard from Friedman, there's this uncertainty around it. It's not necessarily a clear-cut day-to-day, and this is the biggest question right now for the Vancouver Canucks in terms of their roster, in terms of their lineup, is when do they get Lindholm back and what's his status going to be? How healthy is he going to be? How close to 100% is he going to be? Because I still look at the player, and as underwhelming as it has been, especially offensively for Lindholm, I still believe that he can play a really significant role for this team in the playoffs. But we're also getting really close. They're starting to run out of runway on getting him back up to speed, finding him that home in the lineup. And again, this one, very, very interesting to see where it goes. All right, as mentioned, lineup notes today for the Canucks taking on the Dallas Stars at Rogers Arena. Optional morning skate, so no line combinations. Now, they did practice yesterday, but some interesting lineup news. Rick Tocchet confirming that both Dakota Joshua and Arshdeep Bains will be in the lineup. Joshua, not a big surprise. Of course, he was a full participant in practice yesterday, skated on the top line with JT Miller and Brock Besser, so I'd very much expect to see that unit together, at least to start the game against Dallas tonight. And just great, great news for Joshua, great news for the team to get him back with this many games to go before the playoffs. Joshua's been so good. And like we'll talk about the size and the physicality, and yes, he brings a really important element to the Canucks, but he's just been good. It's not as if he's only out there to throw the body and crash and bang. That's useful. And Tocchet wants guys to go inside more. And yeah, Joshua's really good at that. But he's just been a really good, useful player in a lot of different ways for this team. On the penalty kill, at even strength, it's a big deal getting Dakota Joshua back. And I'm very curious to see what he looks like in that top line role alongside Jay Miller and Brock Besser. Interesting to me that Arshdeep Bains is coming back as well. He was called up by the team. They did practice with the team, but as an extra forward. So not sure exactly where he'll figure in to the lineup. It's Phil DiGiuseppe and Nils Amon coming out. So Arshdeep Bains kind of drawing in for Nils Amon there. So probably a bottom six, fourth line role. You know, I think it's been telling that the Canucks have been using Nils Amon as a winger rather than a center, even going so far as to drop Pugh Suter down to the fourth line center spot rather than moving Nils Amon into the middle. Doesn't bode super well, I don't think, for Amon's ability to get those playoff minutes, especially once Elias Lindholm is healthy. But another chance for Arshdeep Bains, of course, had the three-game cameo earlier in the season, went back down to Abbotsford. We all know what he's done in terms of offensive production at the AHL level this year. And now another big chance against a good team late in the year for Arshdeep Bains to show Rick Tocchet and the coaching staff what he can do. No changes to the blue line. So same six defensemen. And yesterday at practice, they went back to more traditional pairs with Quinn Hughes and Filip Hronek playing together. And I would bet very much that that remains the case again today against the Dallas Stars. But the big two items there, Dakota Joshua, Arshdeep Bains into the lineup tonight against Dallas, Phil DiGiuseppe and Neil Zaman coming out against the Stars. To the playoff forecast, no Western Conference teams in action last night. Light night on the schedule in the NHL, so no change to the division projection. Canucks still with a 78% chance to win the Pacific Division. Now, as I noted, Dallas and the Canucks are the two top teams in the Western Conference. Also, per Dom Lucision's model, they're projected to finish as the top two teams in the Western Conference right now. Dallas has a 111-point projection for the end of the season. Vancouver's at 110, so just a point behind Dallas. So this could be a really, really crucial game to decide who finishes in first at the end of the regular season in the Western Conference. Like, this could be the deciding game, frankly. If both of these teams keep playing as well as they have for most of the year, we could look back at this one as the one that decided it. The interesting thing is, I'm not sure that top spot in the Western Conference matters quite as much as it did a couple of months ago. Not with Nashville doing what they're doing. Now, Nashville might be the seventh seed anyways, but you're looking probably at Nashville and Vegas as the two wild cards. I don't know how much of a prize getting to play either one of those teams is in the first round. Does it change a little bit if Nashville leaps Winnipeg? But then if Winnipeg's in seventh, would you rather actually be in second and play a Winnipeg team that's kind of limping to the finish line and maybe Connor Hellebuck's a little burnt out? I think ultimately, look, finish as high as you can, win the Western Conference, you know, guarantee yourself home ice on the Western Conference side of the bracket. That's great. That's still what you want to do. But all of a sudden, with the way the Western Conference has shaken out here over the last little bit, I think you basically just have to look at it and say, we're going to have a really, really tough first round playoff opponent. There are no easy outs on the Western Conference side of the bracket this year, no matter where you finish. So win your division. That's important. Avoid the Kings and the Oilers in round one. That's vital. Win your conference if you can, but it doesn't feel quite as high stakes as it did when everyone was looking at that second wildcard spot and thinking it was going to be a significantly weaker team. Betting odds for tonight, basically a pick 'em. Now, although I will say the Stars technically slight favorites, they're minus 115 favorites. Canucks are at minus 105. So really, really, really tight, but the Stars on the road against a rested Canucks team are technically the slight favorites. And, you know, I think part of that is the Thatcher Demko effect, right? Not that Jake Oettinger has been phenomenal this year and Casey DeSmith has been good for the Canucks in this last stretch. But still, when you have a goalie of Thatcher Demko's caliber out of the lineup, you're playing another really good team. It's those types of things which are going to make a difference on the betting odds like that. And look, again, Dallas is just really good. They're playing really well. Their roster is stacked. It's hard to find the holes in this team. So I don't think it's a surprise to see Dallas just getting the slight nod over the Canucks, even though they are playing on the road. And by the way, if you're a Canucks fan, but you like supporting BC hockey players, you want to do maybe a little bit of an emotional hedge tonight, Logan Stakoven, plus 115 to record a point in his home province NHL debut in front of 100-plus friends and family from Kamloops making the trip down to see him play at Rogers Arena. So that's an interesting one that jumps to mind. He scored a bunch already, I think 11 points in 15 games for Logan Stankoven. You can get him at plus 115 on play now to record a point against the Canucks tonight. That one stands out to me. As mentioned, Sean Shapiro, who covers the Stars, has done so for a long time. We'll get his thoughts on Dallas, the fit of Chris Tanev, what Logan Stankoven is doing. What are the concerns and questions for this team going into the playoffs? Sean Shapiro from Elite Prospects next here on Canucks Talk, Sportsnet 650.